Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. It's Tuesday.
We got three more days till Friday.
Yeah, Bryn. Make it back
home by Monday morning, and I swear
perfectly lined up.
Was it?
Right on time.
Oh, boy. It's 6:38, and it looks like it's time for the news. Let's find out.
The Radio Alice
sucks.
Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Tell me if I start going robot, okay?
All right. No, you're fine.
I don't like
Fingers
that I'm
crossed.
The last person to know that my mic's been going robot.
Well, no one, you can't tell when it's happening on your end. Cause
I know, but you guys sit there with your faces all normal. I mean, why don't you make a face for me?
I don't want to make a face.
What am I doing? I'm talking
you went a little
robot talk.
But
this
not
so
super,
stupid.
You know, we call it if it gets bad.
Right. We'll make the face if it's bad enough.
Yeah, we'll all right. Go. Then you'll know. Oh, no!
Expected to be sunny and in the 60s today. So really nice day around the Bay.
Lovely yesterday.
Today is December 1st, also known as Giving Tuesday. You'll see that on your Facebook, your Instagram, and elsewhere. I think many people feel like, no. But if you can, today's a good day to
take a
donate.
Minute. And we have resources at RadioAlice.com.
Right. So I mentioned this early this morning. This was the big news for me yesterday as I sat down after dinner. I don't know, the CBS evening news was on, which is random and rare. But there it was. They were saying the vaccine news is really, really good. The announcement, the headline was 100% of America will be vaccinated by June of 2021. Which is,
and when they say 100%, they mean of the people who will take, because there's definitely people who are going to be like, I'm not taking a vaccine.
Right now, actually, I have that number. The latest numbers are half of Americans now say they'll get the vaccine when it's available. Another 26% said maybe. That is the highest number yet of people who will say they're willing to do it
right
when it comes around. So, but the truth is, right now as we speak, the Pfizer vaccine is in cold boxes and they're being shipped. They're on planes. They're headed to different locations, and they'll soon be made available to our frontline workers. And that's
huge news.
What is Nicole doing? Are you making the face, Nicole?
No, I heard something in my headphones, so I just giggled because it sounded funny. But you're
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, no, that was Bryn's computer.
Yeah, it was my computer.
Messing with him.
About that.
I saw him.
Okay, I'm watching you, DeJesus.
I'll let you know.
I got my eyes on you.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so the vaccine is making its way to the first frontline workers here. Within a couple weeks, they're going to start getting vaccines, and that is great news. Also, Moderna has, I think it was yesterday, put out the final results, and they just had incredible success with their vaccine. So on that front, things are looking really good and the news is good.
Great.
So, you know, I'll leave it there for now since we are still in that wait and see phase. And
look,
you,
it's great
and
to
you
hear
brought
good
up
news,
the perfect
Vinny.
Point too. I while yes, many of us will happily take this so that we can get back to normal. There will be people who say that this is a conspiracy or whatever their thing is. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, I think, too, that there's going to be some degree of requirement. There's going to be certain places you're not going to be able to go unless you get vaccinated. Or,
right.
Like, if you work at a certain place or you want to send your kid to school. So
right.
There's going to be less choice in this for some people than they might imagine, I would think.
The airlines are working. I read this story, and I don't have it in front of me, but the airlines are working on a passport, a universal digital passport that will notify them that you've taken the vaccine or notify them that you have a negative test.
Clear to fly.
So that's another example of this sort of spreading farther than even
right.
the people, you know, who don't want to be involved.
You can say no, but you also can't do these things.
Right, exactly.
That's what
right.
it'll come down to.
So there's that. While we're on this, real quick, another side is Starbucks has offered healthcare workers, our frontline workers, as we're talking about them, a free cup of coffee.
Oh, that's
They're bringing
nice.
Back the free coffee giveaway for first responders and healthcare workers. As obviously we've been hearing, the coronavirus cases are surging, so and the hospitals are being filled right back up with people who are having serious problems. And so Starbucks has said, starting today through December 31st, any customer who identifies as a frontline responder to the COVID-19 outbreak gets a free tall brewed coffee, hot or iced.
Oh, I can't get the pumpkin spice latte for
I'm
free?
I'm sure you can upgrade. I'm sure you can, but that's cool. That's nice to see that they're saying, hey, you're headed to work. You need a cup.
I've got a hankering for a pumpkin spice. Can I have a dollar off at least?
Another sort of branch off the pandemic stories is this Amazon is having a record year. At a time when we already know they're super successful.
Yeah.
The pandemic has been great news for business. So
hooray for you.
Yeah,
Amazon.
I know. It's just one of those things where you go, so the whole world is troubled, but Amazon's
fine. They're going to be fine. I know they're fine. Yeah, they're like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us.
Right.
I ordered basically everything for Christmas, almost everything, right off of Amazon. And boy, I'm like, nobody can open any packages that come to the house. I have to open all the packages. Because it's all their...
Oh, it's all their presents. Well, right. Anyway, that's what they're saying here is they've been delivering goods to people's homes this whole year in record numbers. And as Christmas comes around, they're going to do better than ever. So...
They had some slowdowns at the very beginning. Remember that? Like, it was taking a while to get your stuff up from Amazon. They have caught right back up. It's, and I'm sure that has to do with hiring a bunch of people, but... If they can keep that up for Christmas, that's...
Yeah, Amazon sales are surging. So while COVID surges, so does Amazon stock and sales and everything else. As holiday shopping season is on,
for sure.
Amazon says, thank you.
Have you noticed the different types of cars coming, whether it's the big van
yes.
or just regular vehicles that they're probably...
Regular there. Vehicles. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it's like a van that looks like it has sort of a slapped-on Amazon thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's specifically their delivery. Like, it's not necessarily on UPS or FedEx.
I told you, I've been
seeing
planes take off with a big Amazon logo. Like, I think
oh,
it's
damn.
Amazon planes.
Well, that's, there's a...
This is working out for them. How great.
When I drove my mom home, I don't even remember what month this was, but you pass, you know, you're going down the middle of the state where there's nothing, right? Except that there's a point where you hit an Amazon... airport, and it's just Amazon. It's just like an endless warehouse where a bunch of the stuff is, I guess, being packaged. It's a trip to think they stock everything in one place.
Yeah.
Or a lot of everything in one place. I guess they figured it out.
They have. It seems like an unsurmountable problem, but they have got it figured. Oh, you need that? Yeah, I have that.
As we kick off December, which is what we're doing right here, it's December 1st today, here's a couple things you can look forward to. There's a movie musical, Sarah, with Meryl Streep called The Prom that you're going to get to watch. It's
starring... I didn't know she sang.
Meryl Streep. Isn't Meryl Streep in the ABBA one?
Mama
she
Mia.
She is, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even see it, and I know that. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. Is she a good singer?
You didn't watch those?
I feel like I did watch the first one.
You love
one.
Musicals. What are you doing?
I feel like I did watch the first one. I can't remember her being in it.
She was the main character.
I thought it was the daughter, the Chloe, whatever her name is.
Well, anyway, The Prom, starring Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman, and James Corden, hits Netflix on Friday. Tenet will be on demand December 15th. The new Pixar movie Soul hits Disney Plus on the 25th. Wonder Woman 1984 hits theaters and HBO Max on Christmas Day. Also, don't forget, Hanukkah starts December 10th. The first day of winter is the 21st, and Kwanzaa starts the day after Christmas on the 26th. And then, of course, we kick off a new year with hope for a better one. Right?
Yes.
Right.
All, every finger and toe crossed.
No kidding.
And I've even already written off the first half of 2021, and it's a better year. Right? I mean, until we're all vaccinated.
Right. Mm-hmm. Merriam-Webster and Dictionary.com both just announced their pick for the word of the year. They didn't do, I forget which one it was, Collins or whatever. Yesterday they had 20 words.
Yeah.
For 2020, these two just announced it's pandemic.
Pandemic.
Pandemic. That's the one.
Mm.
So.
And you know, that was, I mean, it. I feel like it's already the word, like, to me, social distancing is the word. Like, that's the new thing that people say. Well, I guess it's a phrase, so never mind.
Pandemic was the pick for both places. Karen came in as was a runner-up.
Poor Karen.
I know, man. Poor Karen's in the world.
So sorry, everyone named Karen.
I know. I used to go out with one. It's such a trip.
I know.
Her name's ruined.
It'll be back.
It won't be back. It'll Karen be back. Is a ruined name. No. Yeah.
Give it a year or so. It'll be fine.
Okay. You say.
I don't think so, man.
While this has been happening, and I'm one of the people with kids during the pandemic, 80%
Lucky.
Of parents with young kids say they're, quote, heartbroken that their family members have missed a lot of the kids' milestones during this year. And, you know, and among other things. I mean, my big thing is I wanted to go to Disneyland with my kids this year. Yeah. Just poof.
Yeah, gonzo. Didn't you even already have a trip booked?
Yes, we were planning to go.
Sucks.
Yeah, I mean, we...
These are
yes.
prime Disney years for you.
Mm-hmm. Celebrating a birthday, though, is one. The first words, first laughs, first smiles, first steps, learning to count, learning to crawl, learning to write, first day of kindergarten or first day of any grade, really. But these are all the things that they've missed during this wonderful 2020. All right,
awful.
Here it is.
All right, I'm ready.
There's a trend on Twitter right now called Worst Relationship, where people are sharing which zodiac signs you should avoid when dating. And there is a consensus on the three worst.
So we're ruling out a quarter of people. I mean, this is, you know,
yes.
We're saying their birthdays suck.
These are all the worst ones, yeah. These
okay.
are these people are undateable.
Let me guess, Scorpios.
They're on the list. They're runners-up, right.
Oh, we're not the worst, we're the second worst?
No, you and Scorpio and Sagittarius are the runners-up.
I see.
But the worst zodiac sign you could possibly date, these people are undateable. Turn and run. Gemini.
Oh, Gemini.
If you meet someone born between May 21st and June 20th, tell them to back off. No, thank you.
My
Gemini.
Son. I hope nobody who will ever date him reads this.
Oh, your son is a Gemini?
June 2nd.
Which one?
The older one.
Oh, no, Berkeley.
I know.
You suck!
Yeah, you suck, Geminis. That is, it's so awful. That's. I think that's really mean. You know, you can't just judge someone by their astrological sign. I guess.
Well, I think there are people
wrong.
Who buy in, and then there are people who don't. You know, I don't. I remember thinking the first girl, my first sort of high school sweetheart, we just. You know, we fought and we had problems sure. and there was this and there was that.
Was she a June birthday? Was she a May, June?
She was a Leo.
Oh.
And so I used to always bless you. I used to always think, God, Leos are the worst.
And now you got one in your house. And she is the worst. So you were right.
Ay, ay, ay. I have a Leo.
Don't you?
One of my kids is Leo?
Don't you have an August 18th baby?
I do.
Yeah, so that's Leo.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you something. So I was telling you, we're dealing with the terrible twos right now. And one of the things that we're getting is, no. I'm like, pick that up. No. And I'm looking at her going, now what do I do?
Yeah.
She's totally calling me out.
I threw the smack down. Then she threw the smack down. And I don't smack her, so.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to. She fully stumped me yesterday, and I just went.
You put her in timeout. You say, all right, then you're going in timeout.
Well, I handled it, but no one got spanked.
No, you don't have to spank anybody.
I know, but you know, even timeouts is like, what are you going to do? Yeah, sit there and stalk her,
you put her in your room and you close the door.
All right.
Until she stops wailing in there.
Okay. I just leave.
Are you ready to come out
just
now?
Get up and leave.
Yeah, bye. Getting up and leave is a good one. That's a solid negative, easy reinforcement, right? Like, what do they say? You just have to ignore them when they're. Like, it's hard, so hard
how do
to
you
ignore.
How do they learn anything if that makes you go, whoa,
your
hello?
Your attention leaves them. If you say, that's not okay, and walk away, then they're on the back heel. I got to do. And then, but when they do something good, you have to,
reward them.
Reward that. Or just reinforce it by, extra cuddles.
Well, what went through my head, I wasn't allowed to verbalize because it involved why you little.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. You think it's going to be so easy with kids. You're like, oh, well, I won't treat my kids like that. I won't do this. I won't do that. And then they're right in your face going, no. And you're like, well, now what do I do? You got to come up with, you got to.
She stumped me right by the. Sitting in the kitchen right by the trash can doing some things. I go, hey, pick that up. No. I'm like, what the? What?
Now what?
Yeah.
Mom.
I was really.
Mom, she's bad. Mom, she's being bad. Mom, what happens now? What do I do? Mom?
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 wants to defend Geminis. Don't worry. My husband is a Gemini and is great. Don't worry, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm a Scorpio and I'm great, so I'm not worried about this thing at all. I don't buy into horoscopes.
510 says, that's BS, Vinny. I'm a male Scorpio and I'll give you my all until you do me wrong, and then I'm out.
Oh.
And you have a Scorpio daughter, too. I have a Scorpio daughter?
Yeah, you have a Halloween baby. You have a Scorpio and a Leo, the two that you hate the most.
Man.
Oh, lucky.
I do have luck.
Scorpios are the best. Yeah, Scorpios are the best, though. That kid's.
I'm a Gemini, and my name is Becky, another demonized white girl name. So I guess I should just go ahead and kill myself. No, don't
just
do
change
that.
Your name and move your birthday. That's all. Right. You'll be fine. Easy. Those are the only things you have to do. Just create yourself a new identity, and you'll be fine.
I'm out of time.
Listen up, Karens.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
How about celebrity couples? We'll start there.
All right.
These.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.